Shall we not?
No.
Okay, are we ready?
Are we doing our handshake? To start with. Let's start with our handshake.
I forget it. No, I forget
right,
it.
So let's practice. Douche, douche, douche. Yeah.
What is that? Hang on. No.
Start again. Right, yeah. You ready?
Ready.
What else we need to do is stand up.
Ooh.
Whatever.
On, we need to do it properly then, ready? So go on.
Oh. Oh, I know why women don't do it.
Did I hurt you?
Yeah.
Sorry. Tidy bear up.
You're tidy your hair up.
No. Right, we're good. What? Both got blue jeans on.
Blue jeans. White shirt, did a bit. I don't know the lyrics. I'm singing Lana Del Rey.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Feathers and Florence vlog. You will not be aware, but we've tried to start this vlog 3 times already, and it's not going so well. But we're here and we're loving life. We hope you've had a really good weekend, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. And we hope that you've had a really restful Monday, although you're probably working, because we have been as well.
Yeah, but they might love the jobs.
They might love the jobs. Yeah, actually, true that.
We love our jobs, remember?
No, we do love it. Yeah, we absolutely do love what we do. And we love creating content just like this for you. It's the vlog number 9.
Yeah, I think.
I think it's 9.
But that's in double digits.
It'll be underneath us in the title anyway. So have a look at that. Before we start, I think we should say what we would hope viewers should do if they love this content.
Keep watching.
Yeah, important. Get our viewing figures up.
Like, comment, share, ring the bell.
Ring the bell.
Subscribe.
Yes, that'd be very kind. Thank you. Tell your friends about it.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're getting some really nice interaction on this vlog, and we hope that you're finding it useful and a bit entertaining as well. A little bit entertaining. So this week, what have we been doing? Tell us, what have we been doing this week? I forget. We've done a wedding showcase.
No, that was last week.
No, yeah, no, sorry. We have done a week and a bit ago. Week on Sunday ago, we were at a wedding showcase.
Yeah, yeah. So a week on Sunday ago, we did a wedding showcase.
Yeah, I'm just trying to remember now. Yeah, it was a week on Sunday. And it was epic, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was so good.
We loved
that we've actually decided to do another.
Yeah. So tell us about, I'm going to stop talking. Tell us about the showcase that we did a week on Sunday ago.
So we were at Eve's Hall.
Yep.
Which is just a beautiful venue, and the pizza there were really good.
The pizza there was really good.
We've tested it out for you. It's great.
What a good idea, though, to have pizza at your wedding. Like, you could have it. Do you think it's good during the day as your wedding breakfast, or would you just have it at night?
I think most people have it at night. Yeah, we went to one where we went to a family member's wedding, and they had a pizza van, but everybody weren't interested in the pizza, though. They were too busy dancing.
Yeah.
And you came back with a full pizza, like an actual pizza box of pizza.
That way off.
And at first I was like really embarrassed, and then when he got home I was like, I love you. Thank you so much for bringing this pizza home.
You can always rely on Liam.
I remember the taxi driver laughing at us because I got in the car and you weren't even in the car yet, and I said, where's the pizza? Not where's Liam?
Where's the pizza? Always rely on me to find food.
Yeah, I know. Anyway, so yeah, we were at East Hall.
Yes.
Pizza's good. Venue is beautiful. The staff are amazing.
Absolutely fantastic.
The wedding coordinators there really, really look after you. And yeah, so we did a pop-up bridal shop. We had a small sample of the dresses that we have in the studio. So it just allowed brides to kind of come over, have a look, get a feel for our style, and also meet us and ask any questions that they've got. And yeah.
And we're doing another.
We are doing another.
This Sunday. So if you're watching this on the 6th, when this goes out, We're there on the, where, work it out?
Sunday the 12th.
Sunday the 12th.
Yes.
We're there. So if you would like to see a sample of our curation of dresses, meet us, why wouldn't you? Then pop down to East Hall from 12 until 4.
And we, veggie pizza, please bring to us.
At every opportunity. Yeah, we every time
I'm
you
joking.
Come in.
We don't need slice. To do that. We were pretending to be a couple getting married.
We just put different clothes on. Didn't we?
A different wedding dress.
What a beautiful venue this is. And then a different, why? This is a beautiful venue, isn't it?
Hello, oh my God, this wedding venue is stunning.
Like, we're not seeing you before. Yeah. No, 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 no.
No, we're from Wales. We're not the same people. And like going out separately.
So we did very well for food, didn't we, that day?
We actually did.
We did well. But don't just turn up just for the pizza, because it might, the van might not be there. People queuing up going, where's
pizza? The pizza?
And it's a veg stall or something like that. So anyway, that's what we've done.
Avocado. Have a good day. I was thinking making a pun out of it.
You think on. Okay. You've got 10 minutes to think of the pun. And what have we done this weekend? We've created... Well, you tell us what we've done in studio this weekend.
Yeah, we've had a really exciting weekend, actually. We've collaborated with a few wedding suppliers and just a really, really beautiful soul who has been modelling for us. So we've brought some suppliers together. We've had florals, jewellery, and a photographer helping us get some content in the dresses of a model who is just a realistic model.
Yeah.
Because we try hard not to post too many stock photos of 6 foot tall, like, unachievable women.
Yeah.
Because we don't ever want you to look at a dress and go, oh, I can't imagine that dress on me, or looking at a dress and thinking, you'd come in to try it on and going, oh, it doesn't look like it did on that model. So we try and create content with people that are real people. Not that models aren't real, but they tend to be heavily photoshopped. Yeah. So we did that this weekend and we really, really enjoyed it.
Content
and again, there was more pizza involved.
There was more pizza involved. Anything that we do tends to involve
pizza.
Some sort of pizza or Italian food.
I know. I think we're in the wrong industry.
We should actually get a pizzeria. So it was good. So the content will be out soon.
Yes.
So keep your eyes peeled on our social media. And tell us what you think. We'd love to know what you think, because we're pretty excited about it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I think it's important. We've been talking about what we want to speak about in this week's vlog. And we had the discussion. We think it's important for people, you watching this, to know the designers that are in the studio. Whilst you can see it on our website and you see images on our social media, sometimes, you know, it's hard to see. You don't get a 3D view of it. So we thought we'd talk about one of our designers today, didn't we?
Mm-hmm.
And who we're going to talk about?
Is it up to me?
You can choose, but I mean, I thought we talked about it before the vlog.
All right.
But
I'll go with what
if you're going to go off piece, then fine.
No,
we'll roll with it.
I'll stay on track. So this week we're going to spotlight. Do you like that? Thank you.
Good word. We didn't even talk about that word. Good word.
You're making it sound like I need a full script. I clearly don't have a script.
No,
because every week I can't think of any words. I get camera shy.
Spotlight is a good word.
Thank you. We're going to spotlight Dream by Savin London this week. So
right. Well, where do we start? Let's start with just pulling a couple of our dresses.
Okay.
Choice is up to yours, and I think we should kind of explain it and talk it through a little bit about what it's got, what its detail.
Are we doing supermarket sweep?
Maybe,
is that
yeah, supermarket sweep
for?
Again. Even maybe price point a little bit, I'm not sure, but go for it.
Okay, so do your best. Hang on,
I've got to get closer to my microphone.
No, you don't.
Oh, do I
not?
No. Right, ready? Supermarket sweep. Melissa's on a supermarket sweep. Wowza. Okay, what are you thinking?
Right, should we go big or go home?
Yeah, go big or go home first. Yeah.
Or go big or go home last.
All right, go last. Yeah. Well, yeah, it's all beautiful, so...
I know, that's the hard part.
We're going to pick three dresses out.
Three.
Yeah. Well, how about we pick...
Let's start with Luella.
Let's start with Luella. Come on. Tell us about Luella.
I just remembered that no one could hear me then.
Let's clip you on. There we go. Go for it.
So, this is Luella. Absolutely beautiful, beautiful dress. Ivory dress. It has cap sleeves with really gorgeous modern embroidery, which is a little bit of a botanical theme. With 3D florals as well on there, sequins. We've got a really kind of subtle yet still very kind of feminine V-neck, and also a gorgeous V-back, which is barely there, but you've got the embroidery on the back as well. And we've also got gorgeous bridal buttons, which are not currently fastened, and a beautiful, beautiful bow.
Wow, so, yeah, everyone loves a bow.
Really, really popular. The detail on this one goes right from the top to the bottom. And it's just gorgeous. It's a very contemporary, it's got a beautiful train as well, by the way. So like the train actually doesn't have an underlining, an underskirt in it. So you can see all of the gorgeous detail once it's on the floor. So very contemporary, but at the same time, it's really kind of classic.
Mm.
So like it's very bridal, but still contemporary because of the lace and the embroidery on this. So yeah, Luella is very, very well loved because she's
we
just
love
gorgeous.
Luella, right? We love Luella.
Yeah, really beautiful. So that's probably my first pick.
Okay, right. Well done. Let me take your microphone off you. And then your next choice, please.
Next choice.
And supermarket sweep. What are you thinking? Okay, Yasmin. All right. Yeah. Okay, let's clip you on and tell us all about Yasmin.
I'll tell you about Yasmin in a second. Mm-hmm. What I do need to do is concentrate and not get my double chin in as much this week.
It's a beautiful chin, though.
Thank you. So, this is Yasmin. So, still quite a lot of detail, very similar to Luella in the fact that it's quite contemporary. It is an A-line dress with a bigger skirt. You can make it bigger if you wanted with an underskirt, if you really wanted to go bigger. But it looks so delicate, yet it's still a nice big skirt. So we've got spaghetti straps with really cute beads on this. I don't actually think that is focusing. I might be too close.
Oh, okay.
So spaghetti straps with beading and pearls. Again, with this one, we've got a V-back, which is barely there, but the detail on top, which is gorgeous. You've got a really cute little belt as well around it, just to cinch you in at the waist with a cute bridal button. And then we've just got this skirt with 3D florals. It's just beautiful. Yeah. And again, a plunge neck can be raised if you're not kind of keen on such a low plunge, but it is really subtle.
Yes.
And again, really feminine. So yeah, that's Yasmin. Again, just, it's like classic bridal because it's like an ivory dress, has really feminine, beautiful 3D flowers, but then has a contemporary feel to it. So,
We love it, don't we? We love it. Right, last one. What are you thinking? What are you thinking
well,
for the last?
I'm going bigger.
Right, okay.
We're going big and we're actually going home now.
Oh, well, yeah, we are going to be going home soon, actually. Yeah, you're right. So,
we're not. We've got them to
So, we've now got Aria. Which is, when we say go big or go home, we are saying this because this dress is a hand-painted dress. It has gorgeous, gorgeous sleeves. It is ivory, but it's got hand-painted florals with a hint of rose gold. I don't think it's focusing that well this week, Liam.
Okay.
So I do apologise, I'm trying to make it focus, but I'm not 100% sure.
Are you pushing it towards the screen or the lens?
Oh, might be doing it wrong. Yeah, we have a screen rather than a lens. Oops. So yeah, it's just really, really gorgeous. Makes a beautiful, beautiful dress. It's not as exposed as the other two that I've shown you, in the fact that you've got a high neck on this, but it is barely there, and then you've got a beautiful plunge. You're stood on it. And then again, we've got a V-back, which is barely there again, but you've got the hand-painted detail on the back. So yeah, this is our go big Love or go that. Home. So we get a lot of questions about the hand-painted. What?
I thought you were talking to me rather than the camera.
No, I was trying to turn it around. I'm multitasking. Is it not good enough?
Yeah.
We get a lot of questions about the hand-painted ones because people fall in love with them.
Yes.
And they want to know whether they're actually in budget. So I think it's actually quite important to discuss your budget to manage expectations here with hand-painted.
I think we should talk about the whole Savin range.
Range,
today.
Yeah.
Shall I?
So, no, I'll pop back and then I'll carry on.
Because I think it's really important that we talk about budget and expectations. Isn't it? So here we go.
Hello.
Hello.
So yeah, with Savin, I mean, they're all incredible dresses.
They are.
And a lot of work and a lot of design has gone into these dresses. So the budget that you need to kind of have in mind if you're thinking, oh, I'm definitely loving the Dream Collection by Savin, you need to be around the 3,000 up to 4,500. Yeah. The average spend tends to be around 3,500. The hand-painted dresses, because of the time and the detail that goes into those dresses, I can't stress enough, they are hand-painted.
Yeah.
So a lot of effort goes into them. Those do start from, you know, the 4,000 mark. So they are an investment, but they are dresses that are...
Like no other, right?
Yeah.
They're as well. They're
totally
like nothing.
Different. They have a bridal style, and they aren't too out there that people are going to go, what on earth are you wearing to your wedding? They do have a bridal style, but they are contemporary, and they are totally different from normal bridal. They've got exceptional, exquisite detail.
Oh,
so
beautiful.
You really are... The investment here is having a dress that you walk through the door and people go, wow, we've never seen anything like that. Especially the hand-painted dresses. Everybody that comes in falls in love with a hand-painted dress because they are just gorgeous.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's that.
Thank you. Goodbye.
They're beautiful.
They are beautiful. Really well done.
Thanks, Stephen.
That's great. Yeah, great.
I don't think it's caught it very well.
Oh, well, we'll find out. Let us know in the comments if you saw any of that.
Switched off, like, what is this blur? I feel drunk.
Yeah, great work. So, and we're going to keep spotlighting our designers in the next few weeks. And that's it. Time's up already.
We
keep it to 15 minutes and we're...
Oh my God, we're well over.
We're well over. But that's
Sorry.
Okay. Sorry, you're probably waiting for your
much.
Tea.
Yeah.
And you're watching us, but that's all right.
Shut up, let's go then.
Right. Could you do the clause?
No, I don't like doing it.
Okay. Thank you very much for watching the vlog. We'll be back next week, next Monday, 6:30. If you're watching this on playback, you're probably watching it on a Saturday morning. But we hope you have a great week. And if you've got any questions, pop them in the chat below or messages on Instagram or Facebook. Have a great week, everyone. Bye-bye.